Joining us now at our studios is Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Chief, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
On such a beautiful day. We've had we had some nasty weather over the weekend, which you probably noticed, I'm presuming.
We did. We're in Minnesota. That's a good March snowstorm for Minnesota.
Yeah, and it was preceded by more than an inch and a half of rain to go along with the heavy, wet snow that was coming down. And all that's combining, along with just the regular spring thaw, to some flood levels that will raise some eyebrows and probably get you watching those. Well, have you been? I'm sure you've been noticing the river.
Yeah, it certainly is something this time of year that we keep a close eye on. We know that flooding is an issue in a river town, and where we're located within our watershed district, it means that all that water comes through Northfield. So it's something this time of year we're always keeping a close eye on. And it's certainly up right now.
Let's talk about the dangers. You know, it hasn't gone over the top of the wall yet. That's kind of what we gauge. Downtown denizens kind of gauge it by that. But in other outlying areas, it's starting to get kind of swampy.
It is, yeah. And that's something. So obviously we watch the river and coming through downtown. And that is a gauge everybody looks at.
Mm-hmm.
But we watch water levels throughout the city, too, in other parts of the city. And our street department, our water department and wastewater department, they're out checking catch basins and drains in neighborhoods to make sure those are clear of debris and that they're working properly so that we can get water going where it is. Obviously, over the years, we've learned a lot. We have stormwater retention ponds, which help take some of that capacity and build that a little bit. So all of those different factors, but it all eventually gets to the river. And that's what we're keeping a really close eye on right now.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those tributaries, I guess they would be, the feeder creeks and streams that head into that. Are you seeing some higher levels there as far as our parks and our sidewalks and everything? Are there any danger areas here in town at this point?
Yeah, we don't have any real danger areas in town right now. We are watching really close to the river levels, and they're up. So we have a couple trails that are closed under mm-hmm. the Highway 3 bridge. Between Riverside and Babcock Park there, that's closed and is under about a foot of water right now. So we're watching that. Most other areas, we're not really concerned about fast-flowing water in other areas or those type of things that we see. But you're right, tributaries make a difference. And so we're watching some of those more local ones around town. We've got Heath Creek coming in, and so we're keeping an eye there. But I mentioned earlier our watershed, and we have a pretty big watershed area here, and that's all the different streams and creeks and rivers that end up here in the Cannon. And so obviously the Cannon River, we watch that closely, but we also have the Strait River, which runs all the way down to Owatonna. So we do have ways to measure that. And I know before we came on air, you had mentioned looking at the yardstick that's out by Second Street, the gauge that sits there and you can look. And since last Friday, that's up about 3 feet
mm-hmm.
on that gauge. But technology is helpful, and the USGS has installed some river gauges over the last 10 years or so. And so we're able to look at those and monitor, which means I can monitor some of this from my office.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have the one here in Northfield. We have one about halfway between here and Faribault. And so we keep an eye on that. And then going out towards Morristown, we've got gauges out there. And then just outside of Faribault on the Strait River and Owatonna on the Strait River too. So when we look in those, we can kind of see what's happening upstream within the watershed. And we start seeing those levels rise. And then we know that it's eventually going to make its way here. So watching all those different things. And then we not only watch the weather and what's happening here. We talked about we got an inch and a half rain here, but what do we get throughout the watershed? And so that's important to keep an eye on. I know in years past we've had some times where maybe we didn't get very much rain, but Faribault or Owatonna got a lot of rain. Well, that we know in a day or two is going to end up here. So we're constantly keeping an eye on those gauges. I mentioned that we're sitting about 3 feet high or so this morning. we were at 896.77 feet, and 897 is minor flood stage for us, where we start seeing some water along the Riverwalk, not really over the wall at all, but backing up through some of the storm drains down there. So the streets department has been out, put plugs in those so the water can't come up from the river into those areas, and we know some businesses have taken precautions too.
The you'd mentioned the watershed area. Boy, it's a large swath of southeastern Minnesota, that the Cannon River all the way down, like close to Mankato in that range, and it pulls in from a lot. It's the Cannon River watershed is a large area, and 50 miles away, if they get 6 inches of snow or of rain, we're going to see that.
We are, yes.
The National Weather, I'm not sure who, there is a government organization. I Googled this and got the flood stats. Were you here in 2016 when we had the big flood? Had you arrived
yet? I was not. Okay. 2019, we had a couple, both in March and I think September, October, we had some high river levels and was here for those. But yeah, I know 16 was higher and 10 was even higher than that.
Yeah, back in 2010, that they set the record, the historic crest, at least in the 21st century, of 901 feet and a half.
Yes.
Feet, that is a lot. Going back to, you're probably familiar with that area of the metro in the, Chanhassen area, there's a bridge that goes over the Minnesota River there.
Yeah.
That they have a stick that said, you know, the 65 flood was up here. You think, man, what was it like in 65?
Yes.
No idea.
A whole lot of water. Yeah, that bridge going over to Chaska, I think it is. Yeah.
Exactly. Boy, so you think of historically, we've had some bad floods in our time, but nothing like that.
Right.
And that's just crazy stuff. In the last couple of years, we really haven't had too much to worry about. You mentioned 2019. That's the last time I think it got up to that flood stage. We're getting close to it now, but it's... Hopefully, if we don't get a big rainstorm tonight and tomorrow, that's going to crest. Are we still thinking like maybe Thursday or so?
Yeah, so I think we're looking at a crest now of probably Wednesday night, maybe around 10 p.m. will be our crest, looking at the predictive analysis from those gauges, and that takes into account to historic crests and past activity for those gauges, how much rain, where we get the rain. The modeling looks at all of that stuff. So in 2019 we had a crest of 899.1, and right now it looks like we're going to be at 897.7, so we should be a good foot and a half under that 19 level, which is good. It's manageable. The storm system that we're talking about, it's going to hit hard to northwest Minnesota here, blizzard conditions, and they're talking a foot of snow. But that storm system shifted a little bit north and west from where they were originally predicting. It doesn't look like we're going to get much snow today, maybe a little wintry mix, but probably only a quarter inch of precipitation for our region, which is really helpful because that's not going to raise the levels very much. We are going to continue to see the melt, and that is really driving our river levels right now is the melt. And then we know Saturday we're forecast to be in the 60s, so that's going to speed that up a little bit. But we've had some helpful weather over last week. And obviously it wasn't when we got the inch and a half of rain, but earlier in the week we had days that were in, you know, those melting temperatures, but you know, in the 30s, but it got below freezing every night, and that slowed things down a little bit for us. So that was helpful. Seeing the frost come out of the ground now too, so more of that moisture is able to soak into the ground and not just run off. And with the drought that we were experiencing last year, there's a lot of room for moisture in the soils, so that's helping us as well.
Yeah, and the getting rid of the frost has really kind of wreaked some havoc on the road as well.
Yes.
We have some potholes out there, folks, in just about every corner of town. It was not a good year for that, but hopefully they'll be out pretty soon. We'll be warm enough where they can start filling those things in.
Yeah, in fact, before the snowstorm and before that inch and a half of rain, earlier last week, our street department was out filling potholes, and they had to quickly transition to having from having asphalt in the back of their dump truck and filling potholes to putting the sand back in there and getting out and plowing.
Well, hopefully that is the last time. As you had mentioned, there's hope on the way. Spring coming this weekend where temps will be in the 60-degree range. Hopefully if we can dry out for a week or two and let that river recede a bit, maybe the farmers can get out in the field at some point this year.
Exactly. And those of us who like to ride motorcycles can get out and put some miles on those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully they clean those streets pretty soon because they're kind of sandy and dirty. And
a little slippery out there right now.
Mark, anything else while we have you in?
You know, just an advisory for folks that obviously this is fluid. It depends on what we get for moisture. It could change a little bit, but as always, be careful around those areas that are flooded. It may not look like you have much of a current flowing through those areas or across the trail, but it can really carry you away quickly. So be careful those areas. We do have barricades up on some of those trails that are flooded and just, find another way around for the next few days till we get those river levels down.
Yeah, that mud's going to be pretty deep out there, too. All right. Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's the latest news.
Getting ready to move is never easy. Many times you or your loved